You don't?
No, sir. It make me drunk. I tried to smoke a cigar. I had a big wedding once. Man stuck it up in my mouth, my plan to get that. Oh, I wanted something to steam me up. I got to smoke that cigar. I could feel myself swimming. I slapped that cigar out of my mouth and told him, bring me a beer, a cocoa or something. I said, bring me something there, Cap. I'm thirsty. He brought me out a big can of beer. And I drunk that. Oh, when I do in bed, come back in there, I was all right then. I smoked this. Make me drunk. I smoke no kind of smoking.
Yeah.
No, sir. I just can't. I chew a little bag when I'm freezing. And I'll be fooling them freeze, clean them, slime and stuff. Then I clean the freeze and I take a chew then while them clean all them freeze.
Yeah.
Yeah, sir. That's right. But I can let it alone. Yeah, sir, I can let it alone.
You can let it all alone.
Huh? Yeah, sir, tobacco, it don't worry me. You know, take a piece of gum, put in my mouth and chew it and spit it out and put another piece in it and keep a gun, yeah. Yeah, sir. And I drink some alcohol, little alcohol or something like that. That's all with the people, they drank it. I got to drink it out there with them, but they're smoking, they had them big cigars, all of them, and I can't.
The first time I ever chewed tobacco, I was bird hunting.
Yeah.
And I'm a terrible shot with a gun. I couldn't hit the side of a barn.
Oh, with a shotgun?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I started chewing that tobacco, and I was seeing two birds up there for one.
Yeah.
I expect I killed more birds that day than I ever killed.
You've got to chew that back. That means you went to use the deer.
Yeah.
That's what I'm telling about. That's something you got to have. Oh, I could kill a bird or squirrel. Boy, yeah, all he let me see him. I don't care how he is. Me and that old singer bear, all I want him to come out. And I'll make ragged on the bottom, hit the bottom, then he'll fly across that limb. Oh, squirrel can go. And that time, I see him flying, Cap. Now I throw a gun up, but bam, turn him over. I said, come on to me, partner. They come on doing it. Now, bam, knock him over. They look around, and they're doing stick upside the tree. Bam, knock him down. I said, oh, boy, I'm making good business now. Now, look out there again, there's some more. Now, come out of the wood, I had 11 scored. 11 scored. Every shot counts for a score.
Yeah,
every shot. Yeah, sir. Count for a score. Yeah, sir. With a shotgun. Yeah.
Scott, what kind of buildings do you have on your farm?
Sir?
Kind of buildings?
The building, nothing but old plain house out of pine. Yeah, that's all I had, pine house. Now, picket house. When I first got a house, I built a picket house.
Picket house?
Yeah, so it wasn't no wide this, but as tall as this. It's about wide as that little strip there. Drive them, nail them together, and put another slab on top of them, and made it from the ground up like that, Cap. And
yeah.
put a buoy top on it. Yeah, put them buoys right together like this, then take them shingles and come all the way down. And, yeah, them shingles.
Now, up at Deer Park, you know, when they have a big house,
yeah,
and then they'd have wood around it.
Yeah, they would have yard, old barbed wire.
Yeah.
All the way around it, Cap. Stretched tight. You couldn't get through it. Had full strain, just like that. You couldn't get through it neither. Nothing couldn't come up on it. Have it right that high off the ground, and I knew it up this high, and I knew it up this high. So you couldn't come through it neither. And while I cut you to pieces if you're trying to get it, tighten it with a old piece of rope and a piece of stick. One nail it, and I wouldn't pull it. Pull it tight. Nail that steeper in it. Go down yon and catch about four poles and get to the stout one, like two trees. That's why you pull from them trees. And them poles, that nail them to it. With a poles hole, dig the holes about this deep. Tear them down and then cram the mud around them and dirt. Pack them good, yeah, they'll stay there.